Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are going through the Psalms. Yeah, the Psalms. And you know, I've mentioned it several times. I want to mention it again. I am convinced that you can teach the bulk of the Word of God from just about anywhere in the Word of God, particularly like Genesis and say any of the Gospels or Romans or something like that, but particularly the Psalms. Particularly the Psalms. We learn so much about God. We learn so much about so much of his word is revealed to it. So we've looked at the first six verses of the seventh psalm, and David's got a problem. Remember this? He's singing this song to the Lord concerning the words of Cush. Cush must have said something, and it's tearing into David, and David is declaring that he hadn't done anything wrong. But he tells God, if I did something wrong, then just let my enemy overtake me. Just let him pursue me, overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground, okay? And then he says, Selah. And so remember, this would have been David was singing this to the Lord, but it might have been used in corporate worship even, okay? So you think on this. Now, verse 6 says this, Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of mine enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. So we spoke about that in the previous episode, how he's asking God to arise and to arise in his anger against the fury of his enemies. He's asking God to wake up. He's not accusing God in a sinful sense, accusing him of being asleep on the job or anything stupid like that. No. He's saying, God, will you please arise? I know there's a judgment appointed. I know you will judge. Will you do it now? Then verse 7. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it, return on high. Now, why does he want the assembly of the people to be gathered? Look at verse 8. The Lord judges the peoples. The Lord judges. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Now, we see David saying this. We've already seen it, as a matter of fact, in a psalm or two, where he declares that he's righteous. He declares already in this psalm that he was right. He hasn't sinned. You know? And he's saying, according to the integrity that is in me. So he's not talking about anything of the soulish realm or anything of the fleshly realm of his own volition that he's been able to whip up. So therefore, he is righteous and holy before the Most High God, and God has to do this. No, he's saying, according to the integrity that is in me, according to the Most High God that is in him. Okay, that is in him. And you say, well, is God inside David? Remember how the Spirit of the Lord came upon David and did not depart? Okay, did not depart from him. I think that's sort of the idea behind this. He's saying, the integrity of the Lord is within me. Okay, verse 9. Now, listen to this. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. Now, David has asked for something right here that he's been asking for in several of these psalms. Let the evil of the wicked come to an end. Okay. I'm tired of this evil. I'm tired of it. Lord, if you have to bring the wicked to an end, that's fine. But may their evil quit. And Lord, may you establish the righteous. Establish the righteous. And then he says this, establish the righteous. And then like a dash, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. So he's declaring that God is righteous. He's saying, Lord, you are the righteous God. May you establish the righteous. How does God establish the righteous? You who test the minds and hearts. Actually, the Hebrew says the hearts and kidneys. And you go, kidneys? Yeah. Like, where does the mind dwell? We want to say that the mind dwells within the brain. Well, maybe perhaps, you know. Where does it dwell? But notice what he says, that God tests. And there's a bunch of scriptures I want to share with you with this because it's related to this. Psalm 11:5 says this, the Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. So you see that the Lord will test the righteous. Job 23:10 says this, But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold. The Lord will test. The Lord will try. Remember Psalm 139:1 says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Remember that? That idea being that God sees, you see in 1 Samuel, that the Lord doesn't look just on the outward appearance, but he looks upon the inward appearance also. And what is this thing about the mind? Well, listen to what it says in Psalm 26:2. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. So here in Psalm 7, David is saying, Lord, you're the one who tests the mind and heart. Later on in the Psalms, we're going to see that David says, hey, God, do it. Test my heart. Test my mind. See what's going on here with me, okay? And Jeremiah 11:20 says this, but, O Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tests the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Very much like what David was asking here. The Lord is the one who tests. Jeremiah 17:10 says that. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. So you see some of the purpose of God's testing of the heart and mind. And it is to give to every man according to what he's done, according to the fruit of his deeds. And that's interesting, isn't it? Jeremiah 20:12 says it again. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For you I've committed my cause. The same type of thing that he had said earlier in the letter. Even in Revelation, the second chapter, 23rd verse says this, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will give to each of you according to your works. So it's very much an echo of what we've seen here in the Psalms, what we've seen particularly in the prophets with in Jeremiah. So David's calling for the Lord to do this. Oh Lord, let the evil of the wicked come to end, and may you establish the righteous. You know, so often we may pray and say, oh Lord, I want you to establish me. I want you to do this. Do you really? Do we really want to establish the righteous? Because the righteous God, in establishing the righteous who are his people, will do so how? He will test us. He will test our minds. He will test our hearts. Now, quickly, when we think of test, most of us come out of an academic background where fear strikes our heart, you know, when we hear of test. No, it shouldn't be a fear kind of thing. It should be an amazing, wondrous type of thing, knowing that the Most High God, the Most High God, is looking, is examining our mind, our heart. He establishes us. What does he do? When he sees something that's displeasing to him, he'll place his finger on it and reveal it to us and say, okay, you got a choice here. What are you going to do with this? Are you going to turn this over to me? Are you going to continue adhering to it? David says, establish me, establish us. I think that might be a good cry for us also. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.